We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom two lines from Lamed Aleph, continuing the idea of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Yediyah B'loi Riyah, Riyah B'loi Yediyah. Yosef Rav Amnuna Kamei De Rav Yehuda. Rav Amnuna is sitting in front of Rav Yehuda. V'yosher Yehuda become a Bayer Leir. Yehuda had a Shiloh. Rav Amnuna was a Talmud Pashas, and Rav Yehuda was the Rebbe, and he was saying over a Shiloh like this. What happens if Mono minisicha b'fnei ploini uploini ve'edim royin oisayim v'chutz mai, which means like this: he gave over money. Reuven gave money to Shimon in front of two edim, but the two edim were standing outside. And the top Rashi says that it means lehika nitva b'hem. Shimon, when he was getting that money, did not know the two edim were there, because so now there's two reasons why that makes a difference. Tosfos says the difference is because if the Edom were inside the room, they would know if it was a halva or a parayin or a bekadon. They would know what it is. Another reason that Rashi, the Medayik from Rashi, Rashi is saying that Nitva never would have denied that there were Edom there because he didn't, if he would have seen them. So he didn't see the Edom. We have a story, Reuven gives over money. Reuven, you see Reuven take out a wad of cash from his pocket and hand it off to Shimon. Now what does that mean? That means that Shimon's borrowing money? Lav dafka, it means nothing. All you see, he handed over a wad of cash. That was the story. Mai, what's the halacha? Could I tell his Edom becomes the Edus? What's the story here? Like, what happens over here? It happens to Edom. Those Edom didn't see much, but they saw a transfer of money. Can I make those Edom become the Edus? Is that called Tfias Mammon? Amalei Rav Amnuna, it depends. What is the other guy? What's Shimon tining? If he says, it never happened, I never got any money from you. If he says that, then huchsa kafran. Then the Reuven will win. Because Reuven brings Edom, I gave you money, and now what are you going to say? Once you say, lo yadvam ma'olam, you're denying the whole thing, you're huchsa kafran, you can't make a shvua that you were kofar kol now. That never happened. Because you should have said, yeah, it was my money. But you didn't say that, because you didn't know about the Edom, like Rashi says, you didn't know about the Edom, so therefore you said that. So huchsa kafran, and you can't, like Rashi says, shayre ro elu shemono lo, he gave money, v'apri shayin yoidim l'hava matana, nasa kafran v'dava. Shayre omar lo yadvam ma'olam, v'ine monim o yibashua, you're not never mashua anymore. But E. Omar, if he said, in shak, yeah, I took money, but this shak was mine. Then he also ate them, I have it. Edom wouldn't help anything. So Rehuda would love that. Omle hamnunat, oil ta. He says, you hamnunat oil, you are royal to come into the Beis Medrash, come into the Beis Medrash. Your mamish, big Talmud Chacham, yeah, and that's a perfect answer. Depends what he answers. And the case, going back to Rishay Glili, that was the case of Ra'ah, below Yoda is Chayiv in a case where the guy himself denies the whole story. That was the case, like you learned that those learned that Lama Gimel Beis, so on Lama Gimel Beis about that. So, the more vital. Who the Omle Lechavre? Mono Manisiloch Betar Omudzeh. A guy was Tavei, his friend, said, by the way, I gave you a wad of cash next to that beam. Omle, not only didn't take any cash, Loyavarti Betar Omudzeh. I never even saw that pillar, I never went there. Also, Trey Sadi, two Edom come, Asidu Bey, they say Edis, Tahishtin Mayim Bitsad Omadzeh, that it was Mashtin Mayim next to that pillar. So now he's Huxa Kafrin, because he said he never went to that pillar. On Rash Lakish, Huxa Kafrin. And therefore, he has to pay. Masker of Nachman, Hai Dine Parasohu, that Psak is Dine Parasohu, which means it makes no sense. Mikom Oilom, he never said I never walked past that. No, basic Zeh Komle. When they say I don't know anything about that Omid, means I never took any money on that Omid. That's what it means. Not that he never saw the Omid. Like, he probably walked by it a few times in his life also. That's not called Loy Re'isim Oilom doesn't mean. All he said was, he answered Loy Avarti Besat Omid Zeh. It means Loy Avarti and took money there. That's one Gemara. And the next Gemara, which is called the Ikad Amri, but it stems with the first Gemara as well. So even we take it a little further. He said, "I know I gave you money, cash by that beam. I never passed my. Here's the word ma'olam. I never passed it in my life. He went to his mashtim mayim. Went to the bathroom next to the summit. He's lying. Straight out lying. A lot of times, something that you don't realize." Then you never realize you, when you're mashed and you don't care which omad it is, and therefore it's very possible he was there without realizing it, and therefore he's not considered a kafrim, because here a person is not mesim elev which places he's mashed in. That's not what he thinks about. Therefore he doesn't remember it, and therefore he's not considered a kafrim. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Going to the last man, the Yomer, Rav Shimon Oimer. Rav Shimon says, starts off like this. He says, there's a mamatzinu or kavachomer from pekadim, right? Because pekadim is chayav by every single person, and only tvias mamon here also. Versus a pircha, no, because pekadim has two deficiencies. First of all, it's not mushpa kinishpa, there's no mushpa achirim, and also there's no demezit. That's the Gemara said. Sounds like pekadim has those two things that edus, the edus has two things over pekadim. That's chayav by mezit, and that's chayav by mushpa achirim. So machlob marava. And then the Mar came out with a techta. Yeah. Machlob marava. My chukah. Well, why they laugh at him? The ketani, because he said mal bekadosh gan also by mushba kenishba mezik shaykin. He said that by pekadin you don't have the din mushba piacherim, you don't have the mezik. So mechti mushba piatzmoi beedus l'Rabbi Shimon olay. Fear of Shimon, how do you know piatzmoi beedus? Remember the pasuk just says v'shoma kol olah, just says mushba piacherim. Don't say mushba piatzmoi. How do you know mushba piatzmoi by edus according to Rabbi Shimon? Must be the government pekadin. So if you're learning it from pekadin, what have you learning? So learning out from, it must be techta, obviously. So pekadin I must be acherim nigma meidus. So also must be acherim, it go all the way. If you only know piatzmoi from pekadin, so obviously learn out pekadin from here, from piacherim. Don't say piatzmoi by shuas edus, it's just shoma kalala. So obviously you hold the piatzmoi there, right? If you hold the piatzmoi there, you have a connection to pekadin. So pekadin start out from here, that must be piacherim. What's the joke? Maybe he learns it internally from Edus itself. So that's not a chukah. I'll tell you what the chukah is. Al chukah, the Tani, it says, Mal pekadoin, can also by mushba kinishba, mezik ashaygig. There's no chiyav mezid by pekadoin. That's what Rabbi Shimon said. Mechti. Mezik gabe Edus minole. How do you know mezid by edus? How do you know chayv edus? Teretz says, look, sibbe venelam. Don't say venelam. By shuas bitui and by mikdash v'kadosh, it says venelam, right? Here it doesn't say venelam. So by edus, by kodin also doesn't say venelam. Hachinam like sibbe venelam. So that was the joke. The joke was, the question was, that Rav Shimon says, names of a pastor, so no, the mezid by pekado, in freit the gemara, freit the marava. In marava, they ask, what do you mean? Doesn't say venelam. Amalohu Rav Huna, Humay Chuka. Why is that shver? Dilma Mezid the Lav Keshoygeg bePekadoin Mimeila. Maybe Shvuas of Pekadoin. The reason why Mezid is not bringing a carbon is because we learn out Shvuas Pekadoin Mimeila. You're right, don't say Vanelam. You're right. Good point. But we learn out Shvuas Pekadoin Mimeila. Dilma Mezid the Lav. You know Mimeila is? Mimeila is a case where there's something hektish and someone's net of mint. He brings a carbon also only if it's a shoygeg. So maybe he learns that from Mila. The maid lavish we got the Mila Rav Shimon Gamalah. So afraid the Gemara says no. Behind the chukah, I'll tell you, no, that's the problem. That alone is a problem. Why? At the Gamalah Mila, Nugam Leidus. Why learn from Mila? Learn from Leidus. So the Gemara, no, it's not shver. I'll tell you why. Misdavra Mila Havale Lemelef. Because there are six things that are similar to Mila. Shkem Mila Mila. We'll see in a second. Six things are. So first it goes like this. Mistavra me'ila ha'vela me'ef. Why? Shkei me'ila me'ila. They both say loshem mo'al. By pekadin it also says loshem mo'al. Adra me'edit al me'ela. Shkei techta techta techta. Both have to say techta. So the Gemara. Mistavra me'ila ha'vela me'elav. Shkei the six things that are similar to me'ila. Shkei me'ila. What are the six things? First of all, shkei me'ila. First of all, they both say the word me'ila. That's number one. Number two, they're both by koil. They're noyag by koil. Edis is only by ruin lehayit. Number three, they're both nene. Both bekadoin and meila are having hana from their kfira, from their denying, whatever, or the avera. They're both having hana. By meila, you're getting nene from hektish, and by bekadoin, you're nene from the guy's money. Mashenkim edis, you're not really getting nene. You're just not saying edis. So that's the third one, nene. The fourth thing is similar to kavua. They both bring a kavua to the carbon. They both bring an asha. Five, they both bring a chaimish. And six, they both bring an asham, which is not a chatas. It's always considered two different things. There's kavua, that means it's not oil of yerid, it's not like there's no oif, and also it's an asham. So there's six things similar to Mila. So in my chukah, there's six things similar to Mila. First goes the other way. Adarav me'edus, learn from Eidus, similar to Eidus also. Halim Melef, shekein chait, which means it's techta techta, hedyet, they're both hedyet, they're not hektish. Bishvua, they both have a shvua, remember they both have a shvua. Both Pekadin and Edis, but Hekesh is never sure. Tave v'Kafre is the one, by the way. Tave v'Kafre, and they both have Oyin. So there's five. Hanach Lefishin. It's a good thing Tav and Kafir are one, because then you'd be 6-6, but here it's 6-5, so Hanach Lefishin, Lamais, there it's more. So that's not a joke anymore. He'll back there. We have to keep Chazman. This is why we have to keep Chazman. The Chazman was that we said, hey, Rav Shimon's Shver, because why don't you say Chayv Amazed? So we said, oh, because you learn out from Me'ilah. So Mar says, what do you learn out from Edus? So he says, no, L'maisa, Me'ilah is better. It's more closer to it. Has 6 things similar. So now, okay, so what's the chukah? So the Gemara, L'may chukah, Kiyotzer, Papa, Rav Nubeid, Rav Yishua, Mbe Rav, Amri, Hainu chukah, Mechdi, Rav Shimon, at the end of the day, Gzer Shava Gama. So we're asking, it sounds like from the Pircha, that's a maskana, that Pekadon does not have Mushbecher, and does not have Mezid. Question is, after Rav Shimon finishes, it says, this is Gzeri Shava of Techta, Mechti, Rav Shimon, Gzeri Shava, Gomer, Lomli, the Paruch, Mala, Pekadon, Shkin, also by Moshe, Kanishba, Mezik, Shagig, it's not true, there's a limud. So Mor says, my chuk, why is that so schwer? Dilma, keep Paruch, Makami, take him Gzeri Shava. Tell me, Zerva, Echnami, those two Pirchas were before we had Gzeri Shava. Basa, the Kamale, Gzeri Shava, Loi Paruch, not schwer. So Mor, no, Veloi, that's not true. I'll show you, Rav Shimon holds like that, Lamaskana. V'loi v'amalei Rava bar Itai l'Rabbanon man tana. Who's the man the Yama holds Shvua sapekadon l'nitein zedoyin l'kaparo? Who's the one who holds Shvua sapekadon is not by Mezid? Rav Shimon. It's Rav Shimon. So we see Rav Shimon's even maskana. So that's shver. What happened to Tech Techta? My answer is I have Tech Techta. But Dilma Mezik Keshoygeg Paruch. The Gomalay Me'ilah. That's the Tana Me'ilah, the Hanach Mefishin. Even though you have the Zer Shava, but you have the Mal, and you have their 6 things, therefore it's better. Ava Mushpa Kenishpa Taka Loi Paruch. It's Taka, Lamaskonas, not Paruch. So it comes out like this, that Lamaskonas Hagamara, even after Techta Techta, Mushpa Piacherim, you have a Shuas Pekotim, because you have Techta Techta. But you don't have Mezid, the Chiyav Mezid. Why? Because you learn out from Me'ilah. You learn now Shvua Sapakodin from Me'ilah that has to be Dafka B'Shagim. Now the Gemara comes with the final question. That L'chayra, now that we established that Pekodin is only B'Shagim, why learn from Me'ilah? So why now don't you go ahead and learn an Eidus, we have a Techta Techta, right? Learn an Eidus from Pekodin that's only Chayim B'Shagim, not Me'ezid. V'Saheda Eidus, V'Tikamala Pekodin, learn out this from Pekadon. And for the Gemara, no, here it's Mukach Meneu Bey, that it's not by Shoigig, it's even by Mezid. Why? Because in this parasha of El V'Yorid, the other two cases, there are three Averis, the Chayav El V'Yorid. What are the three Averis? Eidus, Mikdash Kedoshav, and Shuas Bitum. 2 out of 3 save an Elam, not this one. It's coming to teach us something. Just like a Shoygeg. And tell us that Yechayev Mezid didn't save an Elam here. That's the Diyik. Meneu Bey is the Diyik. And that teaches us that you'll be Chayev even by Mezid. So the bottom line is, according to Rav Shimon, you're not Chayev by Mezid by Shuvah's because, and you are Chayev by Shuvah's Eidus. But both of them are Chayev Musa Piyacherim. Could learn a Tech Techta. And the Gemara wanted to know what the Chukah was. The Chukah pastors was that he asked them that once you learn a Techta Techta, why don't you learn out to all the things? And at the Gemara answer, it's not just a chukah because I learned from Me'ilah. But that was the chukah, it's not so much a chukah at the end of the day, but that was the chukah Rav Shimon Pshat. Those are the 4 pshatim, how we know that Shuas Eid is Dafka by Tvias Mamayim.